It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for a brand new day. We are very, very grateful. We've come with our hearts of gratitude this morning. I don't know if you are out there and you feel immensely grateful. Today is the first day in the month of October 2024. It's a brand new day. God has preserved us this far. And what can we give Him in return that would befit this gift? He keeps blessing us with daily. All we can do right now is just to appreciate Him. So I want us to channel this joy in our hearts and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let us thank God for a brand new day. Let us thank God for a brand new month. God, we are grateful. We've come with our hearts bare in our hands and we've come with our appreciation. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for providing. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for your gift, the gift of life that you keep blessing us with each and every single day. For a brand new month, Lord, we are saying thank you. If this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour. Because right here on this show, God always has something to tell us each and every single morning. So if you are here, and you've come with loads of questions, God wants to tell you something this morning. He has a word for you this morning. That is why I want to specially welcome you, especially if you have come with your heart heavy. You've come with lots of burden. I'd like to specially welcome you. This is just the platform for you. And if this is not your first time and you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for the Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to grab your pen, grab your Bibles, grab your notepads, and let us dive into the Word of God. But above all, do not forget to share this link. Once again, you're welcome to the first day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and we'll be looking at a brand new topic. But before we go into the topic for today, I would like to remind you that this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Prayers for Nation. Today we'll be taking more of prayers. Prayers for Nation. And today our hymn is hymn 22. Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer. Our Bible in one year is taken from Matthew. Matthew from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Matthew from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today we're taking from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. This is one of my favorite Bible verses. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Then will I hear them from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 22, from verse 27 to 28. Psalm 22, from verse 27 to 28. And it says, all the end of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. Today we'll be taking prayers, and we'll be starting with our first prayer point. Our first prayer point today says, Father, I am grateful for your blessings over my nation. Father, I am grateful for your blessings over my nation. We are standing because you are watching over us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings over our nations. Over our nations, Lord, we are grateful. We are still standing, Lord Jesus, because you are watching over us. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. The second prayer point says, Father, please empower the leaders of my nation and grant them the wisdom and strength to lead us aright at all times. Father, please empower the leaders of my nation and grant them the wisdom and strength to lead us aright at all times in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for your supernatural power. We ask that you empower our leaders. Help them to lead us aright, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put within their hearts your fear. The fear of the Lord, O Lord. Father, we need it upon them. In the name of Jesus, let them do right by us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The third prayer point says, Lord Jesus, expose and uproot wicked leaders from their offices. In Jesus' name, never let the wicked rule in any part of my nation. In Jesus' name. If I were you, I would pray this prayer fervently and with all my strength. Lord Jesus, expose and uproot wicked leaders from their offices. In Jesus' name, never let the wicked rule in any part of my nation. In Jesus' name. Amen. The fourth prayer point today says, Father, please give the righteous people in my nation the boldness to rule. Raise righteous people who will boldly take up the mantle of leadership. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask from all the corners of the world, raise righteous people, people that fear you, people that love you, people that will stand for your name and righteousness. Lord, raise them at all corners of the earth, in all position of leadership, in the name of Jesus. Our fifth prayer point today says, Lord, please let your mercy reign in my nation. Let there not be disasters or outbreak of diseases in the name of Jesus. Lord, wherever we are even experiencing this, we ask, O Lord, for your blood to cleanse the land. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy, Lord, reign. Let us experience your mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our sixth prayer point says, Father, please let my nation prosper greatly. Let our lands be filled with abundance, and let our economy blossom, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, open new doors of opportunity and prosperity to us. Let barrenness and scarcity come to an end in every part of my nation, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our seventh prayer point says, Father, please let peace reign between us and the nations around us, in Jesus' name. War and violence of any kind will not be mentioned in our land in the name of Jesus. Lord, let peace reign. Let your peace reign in our hearts, in our nations, O Lord, in every nation around the world. Let your peace reign in the name of Jesus. Let war cease in the name of Jesus. Our eighth prayer point says, Father, please let your plans for my nation be fulfilled. Let them come to pass quickly in Jesus' name. Because your word says your thoughts towards us are of good and not of evil. Lord, let your plans for my nation be fulfilled and let them come to pass quickly. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our ninth prayer point says, Lord Jesus, please have mercy and cause us to repent from any form of pride and foolishness that may destroy us in our nations. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, have mercy and cause us to repent from any form of pride and foolishness that may destroy us in our nation. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our 10th prayer point says, Lord, please let my nation be among the great nations of the world. Let those seeking to destroy my nation and steal our glory be brought to shame in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, by your mercy, let my nation be among the great nations of the world. Let those seeking to destroy my nation and steal our glory be brought to shame in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. The 11th prayer point today says, Lord, please let there be revival in my nation in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be revival. Let there be revival in my nation. Let us begin to seek you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Let us thirst for you. Let us yearn for you. Let us pant after you in the name of Jesus. Let your word be the only thing we seek after in our nations in the name of Jesus. Let the thirst for righteousness and godliness be in the heart of every elder, every youth, and all our children around our nations in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The last prayer says, your personal prayer points for your nation. Begin to decree and declare, because whatever you say right now will be established from your ears, from your mouth to God's ears. Let's begin to prophesy over our nation. Lord, we ask, O Lord, let love fill our nations in the name of Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that your peace will reign. Our lands will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. We will not experience death of young ones in the name of Jesus. We will not experience outbreaks in the name of Jesus. We will not experience war in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your mercy, answer all our prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. And would like to use this opportunity to wish Nigeria a happy Independence Day. I hope this session has blessed you. And you also, if you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you like to send it to your prayer group, you like to send it to your friends and family, you can as well do this. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT every single morning. You can listen to us on our online radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or you can also download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio, This will give you an advantage and you'll be able to listen to all our past and current Open Heaven on replay. You can also listen to all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting and inspiring. You are going to experience a lot of entertaining shows for the day. Thank you for staying tuned. Please do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Thank you for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day.
You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.